This week, we received a question from Aguinaldo, a teacher in Brazil. He asks, I've seen recently that we shouldn't call a teacher, teacher. We should call him or her by their name. Is that true? Why? Is it the same for professors? Aguinaldo, Brazil. Dear Aguinaldo, this is a great question. I have taught in many countries where the common practice is for students to call me teacher. It always sounded a little strange to me. Most Americans do not use teacher to address a teacher in English. Sometimes Americans do use titles this way, however. For example, they might address a medical doctor as simply doctor, a religious leader as reverend, or a judge as your honor. So, how should students address their teacher? Most American teachers of children are addressed using the honorifics Miss, Ms., Mrs., or Mr., with their family or last name. The last three are shortened in writing to MS, MRS, and MR. The honorific Miss does not have a shortened version. At the beginning of a school term, a teacher should tell students how to address her or him. Suppose the teacher's name is Elissa Brown. She most likely will tell her students to call her Ms. Brown. For men, Mr. is used. The honorifics Miss and Mrs. identify if a woman is unmarried or married. These terms are less common in the modern world as they provide unnecessary personal information. There is no English honorific that communicates if a man is married or single. You also asked about professors. Generally, they also choose how they want to be addressed. It is not unusual for a professor to be addressed as professor, however, especially in the learning setting. Here is an example sentence. Professor, what is the difference between Mr. and Ms.? Most university professors in America hold doctoral degrees, and many of them use the title of doctor. The second part of your question was about why teacher is not a good name to call your teacher. In many cultures, using the word teacher shows great respect. But for many American teachers, including me, teacher is an impersonal term. The good news is teachers of English as a second language expect cultural differences between themselves and their students. We understand our students are trying to show respect when they address us. That's Ask a Teacher for this week. What questions do you have about English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. I'm Jill Robbins.